You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The National Company Law Tribunal admitted GoFirst's voluntary plea to initiate the insolvency resolution process against the airline. A two-member bench comprising President Justice Ramalingam Sudhakar and Ellen Gupta also appointed Abhilash Lal as interim resolution professional to run the debt-ridden company. It has put the company under protection of moratorium and directed the suspended board of directors to assist the IRP to run the company during insolvency proceedings. The NCLT also directed the company to give Rs 5 crore to IRP to meet immediate expenses for insolvency process. Besides, NCLT also ordered to keep the company as a going concern and ensure that no employee are retrenched. According to the order, IRP has been asked to take necessary steps, including execution of the arbitral awards, keep it as a going concern, and run its services smoothly. GoFirst, which has been flying for more than 17 years, stopped flights from May 3rd amid financial crunch caused by grounding of more than half of its fleet due to non-availability of Pratt & Whitney engines. In a related development, GoFirst CEO Kaushik Khona on Wednesday described the NCLT's decision to admit the airline's plea for voluntary insolvency resolution proceedings as a landmark judgment that is very timely and effective for its revival. This is a historic and landmark judgment. It is also a perfect example in the context of revival of a viable business before it becomes unviable, Khona told PTI over phone. He also said the order is very timely and effective. Moving on, Fitch Ratings on Wednesday said the recent search by the Enforcement Directorate at gold-backed lender Manappuram Finance highlights corporate governance challenges that can arise in emerging markets like India. Such searches need not lead to further regulatory action, but investigations raise reputational risk that could tarnish a lender's business prospects and constrict funding access due to reduced market confidence, potentially affecting an issuer's credit profile even if no wrongdoing is identified, Fitch added. The rating agency said Manappuram Finance Limited has disclosed that the Enforcement Directorate search at its premises pertained to legacy non-compliant activities at its branches up until 2012. Such searches are relatively rare and can flag potential governance risks, but the activities the company has identified thus far as being involved are publicly known, and Fitch has already factored them into its rating, including our assessment of the company's corporate governance, Fitch said. Now a key update from overseas. Britain must not be left behind in rapid financial innovation, and it was getting closer to deciding when, rather than if, it would issue a digital version of sterling, its financial services minister said on Wednesday. I don't want the UK to be left behind, Andrew Griffith told an event held by OMFIF think tank. We need to stay ahead of the innovation curve. Over to some news from Auton World. Toyota Motor Corp on Wednesday said it expects operating profit to climb 10% this business year, with a five-fold jump in pure electric vehicle sales amid an easing in global supply chain disruption from a shortage of chips. The growth plan was unveiled by new CEO Koji Sato, installed last month, and signals a more aggressive push towards electrification by the Japanese firm that has previously pursued a go-slow approach to all-electric cars, arguing its strategy would provide more consumer choice. The world's biggest car maker by sales forecast battery EV sales, including those of its luxury Lexus brand, would reach 202,000 worldwide this business year through March 2024, up more than fivefold from 38,000 units last year. Toyota forecast operating profit would rise to $22.2 billion this business year, in line with an analyst average forecast of 3.02 trillion yen. Moving on, US tech giant Cisco Systems will set up a manufacturing facility in India as it aims to diversify its global supply chain, Chief Executive Officer Chuck Robbins said on Wednesday. Cisco, which sells a range of networking equipment and software to connect devices to the internet, in next years is targeting over $1 billion in exports and domestic production combined, Robbins added. And lastly, the government will investigate a claim that WhatsApp accessed the microphone of smartphone users while the phone was not in use Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology Rajiv Chandrasekhar said on Wednesday. In a tweet, the minister said, the government will examine the alleged breach of privacy even as the new Digital Personal Data Protection Bill was being readied. This followed a claim that WhatsApp accessed a user's microphone while he was sleeping. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.